Washington the other day, that seemed to start a fire that's just continued on. What role has that played in how this team has played and felt ever since?
Well, it just kind of shows you the difference in, you know, what our team looks like when we're playing well and when we're a little bit off it. You know, we early in the year when we were a little bit off it, we struggled, and we had to fight really hard to get our game where we wanted it, and you know, we can't afford to be a little bit off it. So I think it just kind of reinforced that, you know, showed us that A, we're never out of a game, but B, you know, we play a certain way, then we're going to have a chance to win every night. Nothing's a given in this league, but it gives us a chance.
What's been the key to reclaiming the chemistry with Mark as quickly as you reclaimed it?
I mean, you know, it's just there. I don't really have a good answer for you. It's just one of those things. You know, put us on the ice together, it's going to work. Not every time, not 82 games out of the year, not every shift, but more often than not, we're going to make something happen.
Kyle O'Connor and Blake, we've talked about him a lot this year, but in terms of how his game has grown and his ability to perform during the stretch run here.
Well, I think he got demoted. You know, his role was reduced a little bit, put him on the fourth line, and got a little chip on his shoulder. You know, put us back our line together, and what a difference in his game last game. He was all over every puck, created so many loose pucks for Scheife and I. It makes all the difference in the world for our line when he plays like that. It just gives us another element where instead of chasing the puck, we seem to have it in the offensive zone all night. And clearly, you give him scoring chances, he's going to find a way to score.
Like, might get lost a bit in the final score, but there was a point where that game was 2-2. They had scored twice on the power play. You guys were shorthanded again. Kill off the penalty, and then Connor Hellebuck makes that glove save. What does that do? Because versus what, you know, one of those goes in versus what ended up happening.
Well, that's just it. You know, you expect your goaltender to make, you know, certain saves. That's not one of them. You get those types of saves, and it's as good as a goal. You know what I mean? That's a 3-2 game, and shortly thereafter, it's 3-2 us. And, you know, you just have no idea what that does for your team when you give up, you know, a pretty egregious chance there. And, you know, he makes a save like that. It puts a lot of fire on the bench, a lot of wind in your sails, gives you a lot of momentum.
When Kyle gets demoted the way he did, do you have to play a role in kind of bring him back to where he is, or is it one of those things where he's got to find his way back himself?
Well, you know, you try to stay, you know, keep giving him confidence. The problem is when he was demoted, then I think it was Rosie got promoted, and you know, you're trying to build him up. It was just kind of one of those things. So. I think when he was demoted, you could see he took it the right way. He didn't pout. I thought his game in the limited ice time he got was really good. He was all over the puck, and it was just a matter of time. You know, he scored a few goals on the fourth line, still contributed on the power play a little bit, got an opportunity and making the most of it.